Mark Davis, Stian joining. What was it that sort of attracted you to him? I mean, was it the fact that he was an all-rounder, or was it the fact that, you know, I suppose his experience at the top level?
I think both, really. I mean, he's a very accomplished first-class cricketer. He's someone who's played 12 test matches for South Africa, so he's been on the fringe there, if you like. And I still believe that the best is to come from Stian. So I think his ability to bowl is really important to me, because I think as a squad, having somebody bat in the top order that can bowl seam up, I think is a very important part of our strategy moving forward, and it's a very, very good way of balancing a team.
And so how do you see him figuring for Sussex next summer? I'm assuming is he available from the beginning of the summer?
He's available for the whole season. So he plays all formats, which is another very important aspect to the signing of Stian as well. He's versatile, and I think in this day and age, and I think with cricket, obviously being played the three formats that we play, to have a player that does play all three formats is a great asset to us. And yes, as I say, he'll be joining us at the start of the season.
I mean, how difficult is it at the moment to bring in some of these players? Because cricket is 12 months of the year now, isn't it?
It is. I mean, Stian's obviously playing with the Cobras at the moment. He played a couple of test matches against New Zealand a couple of months ago. I think the whole landscape's changed a lot as well. You know, we have been out and trying to recruit players to Sussex, and it's not that easy in this day and age. Things have changed a little bit, and obviously it's for a number of reasons. It's an expensive place to live. We're not a test venue either, so a lot of cricketers with aspirations to play in the test team will move to test grounds. So recruitment has not been that easy, and I think to get somebody of the ilk of Stian, I think is really, really good for us and is very exciting.
Also, over the last couple of weeks, Mark, you've brought in another youngster, but you've also had to let people go as well. What's that been like?
Well, it's obviously letting people go is the worst part of the job. You know, it's awful. It's you sort of often players sort of not realizing their dreams and obviously not at the club anymore. So it is very, very tough. It's the worst part of the job comfortably. You know, I think every decision made at the club is for the good of the club, and that needs to be kept in mind always. And sometimes players leaving the club can go elsewhere and forge a career there as well. So it's certainly not the end of a player's career. It might actually, in some aspects, or sometimes it might be the making of players as well. So it's not a great time. It's a great time when you sign players and give people opportunity, but releasing players is certainly, haven't been in the job for a year, it's the worst part of my job.
Yeah, I can imagine. One big question mark that's still out there is the future of Ed. Where are we with that now? I know he's had an operation recently, hasn't he?
He's had an operation. He's still undecided on what sort of the future holds for him. And I'm sure in the next couple of weeks or possibly a month or so, we'll know exactly what the form is there. But Ed's obviously moved home to Dublin and hasn't quite made that decision yet. So I'm sure we'll know a bit more in the weeks to come.
And what about the rebuilding process? Are you still on the lookout for any key areas as you head into the winter? I know you're always on the lookout for talent, but is there any specific area you're still looking to strengthen?
Well, I think always. I think the model is to get as many all-round as people at bat and bowl. I think that's an area that we are looking at, and obviously with the signing of Stian, he helps with that. And I think to find a replacement for Robin Martin Jenkins, who left us a number of years ago, I think is key, because once again that allows you to balance your team. So that's somebody we're on the lookout for, which is not that straightforward either. And I think to improve our white ball cricket's important as well. So to get a batsman in possibly that could improve our batting in white ball cricket, I think is important as well. So there are quite a few things pending at the moment, and I'm sure in the next few weeks there'll be a lot more out there and a lot more known about who we're going to go for.